I'm going to try to explain this in a way that makes sense to someone who's never really used social bookmarking. Actually, I don't know. Maybe if you've never used social bookmarking, my grief isn't going to make any sense. Delicious was a website that allowed me to save bookmarks online instead of in my browser. And I could tag them using keywords, any number of keywords, that made sense to the way I think. But it was more than that, because I could create a tag, or anybody could, that a whole group of people might consistently use, a collection of numbers and letters, things like PC30SF06. That was a tag that my pre-calculus 30S class used in the fall semester of 2006 to aggregate all kinds of links that helped them learn and understand the math that they were learning in my class. And 6 years ago and 5 and 4 and 3 years ago, each of the classes that I taught had a unique tag like that that they used to aggregate all kinds of content from all over the internet. And it wasn't just the links to the sites on the internet that helped them learn that was valuable. It was the notes that they added associated with each of those links. Now, when I found out that Delicious was being bought by another company and was going to get, you know, developed further and was going to have new life after Yahoo, the company that originally bought it years and years ago, decided that it no longer fit with their business model, I was glad. I mean, the original creators of YouTube bought Delicious. That's fantastic. Those guys get it. They understand tagging. They understand the importance of an RSS feed. They understand the importance of an interconnected network. But it seems to me that they don't understand the importance of stories. Because those weren't just links that are gone. It wasn't just like my collection of bookmarks, which I saved. I have an archive. I pulled them out of Delicious the other day, just in case, before the site shifted over from the old to the new. I just, you know, last ditch effort, hang on to your stuff. And so I did. And now, after looking through the new site and realizing what's been lost and what's gone, I'm struck by a horrific thought that what's really been lost here is not my bookmarks or your bookmarks. I've got mine, and if you didn't get yours out, maybe you've lost yours. But that's sad. That's not the horrible news. The horrible news is there were stories that aggregated around a tag. There was this network of connections between people and ideas that centered around a particular tag, a tag that had an RSS feed attached to it. Those RSS feeds associated with tags seem to be gone. Or at least, the feeds are not gone, but the accounts that were quiet that my students made, that with their aliases that were attached to their school email addresses, which then became dormant as they graduated high school and went away. But the work they did stayed behind. A couple of kilobytes of data costs nobody anything to just leave it sitting there. But now it's gone because the new company, Avos, has deleted those old accounts. And it's not just accounts that's been deleted. It's the narrative of learning, the narrative of sharing, the all sorts of stories that were aggregated around those tags. The people telling the stories may be gone, but they left footprints behind, and those footprints have been erased. I even went to the Internet Archive, archive.org, and right in the center of their front page is something called the Wayback Machine. And if you type in www.delicious.com, what you'll learn is that the original owners of the site, Yahoo, and then the new owners when they bought it, Avos, disallowed the saving of the data on the site. So even to go back, and through some monstrous effort, some monumental effort, if you actually manage to recreate those networks, that network of connections around individual tags or resources or whatever it is, it can't be done because they didn't want the site mirrored for whatever reason. They didn't want it archived. And I can't imagine why, because the real loss here is not the individual bookmarks. It's Even if those individual sites that were bookmarked were no longer online, it was the link. When was this link saved? By who? Who saved it first? How many people have saved this link? And the notes that each of those people left on that link when they saved it. Gone. All gone. What's really been lost here is not a bunch of bookmarks. It's a bunch of stories, real human stories. And it seems to me that's what people didn't get. This whole internet stuff is not about links and tools. It's about people. And it's about the connections between the people and the footprints that we leave behind as traces that we were here, and here's something that we learned together, here's something that we shared together. Gone. I'm just devastated. And I can't understand why there aren't more people making noise about this. Someone's got to fix Delicious.